This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Like, we get complaints from people all the time. It's like, what if I'm listening on the app or like, hey, we warned you like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this right now. And if you don't have a story about stealing something stupid or any of the stuff we've done this week, it is easy for anyone listening to this show to find flaws in the show.
Oh, for sure.
It's so obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to have a great story that like got, like when I won the Academy Award, this is roast us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're open for
roast us.
All of it. Yeah.
We're just roast us.
So, I don't know of another way to say it.
So just roast us. So this is the moment. You can call us, 303-222-5423, or you can use that exact same number, 303-222-5423. As long as your phone's out, just program mm-hmm. that in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, download the Odyssey app while you're there.
Absolutely.
And just say mean things. Now, Aaron...
we normally don't have to beg you. I don't get it. Like, what's this?
No, that was what was so weird. Oh, man, I don't have the song ready. It doesn't matter. I wanted to play the hook from the Jealous song because we were getting so many angry texts.
Oh, by Nick?
No, the song that I wrote, the cool one, the cool Jealous song.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me go find it.
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. But so ever since we started asking for you to roast us, I don't know what's going on, but y'all been nice.
So nice.
Yeah.
But why? What are you doing?
Do we not understand what a roast is?
Yeah, we asked. We're like, just do it. Get after it.
Yeah. If people have been so nice, it's like kind of hurt my heart. It's like they've been so sweet, some of the comments we've gotten, which is great.
Sorry. Here we go. I got, okay, about 48 seconds in if I ask.
Do your hair. Why don't you tell us why you're jealous?
Okay, hold on. So you wrote that song, right?
Yep.
So speaking of you being a musician, a singer-songwriter.
Are you roasting me right now? Roast has started? You're just in it.
Someone said, can't stand, they called it news or nope. Slacker, you write music that is the farthest thing from music, and please stop trying to do accents on stupid stories.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Hello, governor. All right, so we won't do accents on stupid stories. Fine. But we'll do them right now. Okay. The rest of the show then. Here's the thing. You gave me these and I haven't had time to really proofread them, but I will say, I just looked down and the first one I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys, I know this is roasting, but it's like, the first thing I saw was, I know why Steve left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why? Because of me?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that so because of us?
Because we had like 16 years together, or was it when we had a Tiak and Aaron that Steve was just like, I got to get out of here? What?
You're getting to a little too, you're supposed to, this is all in fun, right? We're just,
well,
I don't want to read any of mine now.
All right, before we keep going with these reams of paper, we're going to open up the phone lines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you want to roast us, this is your moment. 303-222-5423. Or if you lack the courage of your convictions, mm-hmm. you can just text it
mm-hmm.
and we will read them aloud.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to read anymore. Although I also don't want to hear anymore. I don't really want to do this. I got a complete change of heart. Because, like, I'm pretty insecure. I know yeah. that you think I'm faking it,
yeah.
Aaron. But, like, the other one that, there's a page just, there's a huge ream just labeled Slacker. And the first one is, Slacker, your head looks four times as big as Aaron's.
What? That was based on the photo that I posted for the roast, just so everyone is aware. It's not just, like, now.
Is my head bigger than yours?
No. And if anything...
Is it a fisheye or something?
No, if anything, I think that's more of a roast towards me because you are bald, therefore your forehead goes longer.
Okay.
And if your forehead is smaller, then do I have a big forehead?
It's a roast! It's a roast!
I don't know if we're
so
doing
are we bad at this?
Yeah, so you're your feelings.
What are we doing wrong?
Take your feelings.
Tell me how to do it right. Okay.
You just gotta laugh.
Okay. So let's put the listener ones in the next round.
Okay, cool.
Months ago, Tiak said he yeah. took notes and he has roast notes, so he's probably got you and me already ready.
Oh, for sure.
Do you have? Or do you just yeah. have me ready?
No, I have both. It's kind of a it's okay. kind of a monologue, if you will.
So do we just have to kick it and like listen?
Well, hopefully you laugh, but now I'm not feeling so confident.
Okay. Keeping in mind, you could already
I get
be calling in
for my job or anything before we start.
Have you seen the signed copy of your contract?
Truly is an honor to be here roasting somebody I've looked up to my entire life, Mr. Clean. Slacker is one in a long list of esteemed bald men, like Steve Austin, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
More like grown old. Vin Diesel, more like thin weasel.
What? He called you thin.
You got the name Slacker because it's the opposite of what you really are. Like the big guy who's nicknamed Tiny. Well, if we're basing nicknames on opposites, we should be calling you Funny. And I guess we should call Aaron Insulin.
This is...
The first
we
thing,
have to work with him,
the
like
first
tomorrow.
Thing most people notice about Aaron is her red hair. But what people always overlook is how short she is. You know what else always gets overlooked? Aaron. People are literally always overlooking her because she's so short. Her hair is very red, though.
God.
Her hair is so red, it makes Clifford the Big Red Dog look like Clifford the Big Dog. Slacker is known for wearing black shirts.
Oh, back to me.
Tight pants and having every Apple device known to man. He's just like Steve Jobs, except he's an even bigger Slacker used to be a rock star.
Hold on. I thought that was your out.
No.
Well, you're ugly.
Hey, no, it can be.
You're
sure.
ugly. No, go ahead.
Slacker used to be a rock star. He toured all over the country and was even briefly in the band Warrant. Hmm. Now his drinking warrants a trip to AA.
Wow, dude. Wow, bro.
Slacker's been on the air on Alice for over 25 years, and I think I speak for everyone when I say we're ready for a change.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it a roaster? What are we doing? These are stupid. I don't.
Are you done?
Let's see.
Oh, I can't do it.
I got two more.
Okay.
All right.
It's now the two more.
Slacker loves to brag about driving a Tesla, specifically the autopilot. Most of the time, he's sleeping while his car is driving him home. It's not actually that impressive. If I wanted to fall asleep while driving, I would just pop one of your band's old CDs into my Hyundai.
Wow. So that was one of two. Yeah. I do hope the last one's about Aaron.
Slacker's son goes to Regis, and he's very proud of that. And we are all proud of Noah. Mm-hmm. Slacker's so dumb, though. When I asked him why he chose Regis, he said because he's always wanted to be a millionaire, and he was excited to meet Kathy Lee. So
that's pretty dated, bro.
That's yeah. Well, I wrote these a while ago.
So. He's just holding on to them.
Clearly didn't proofread them.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to jump in. Keep your arms and legs inside the ride. The comedy stop could happen. Okay. Hmm.
Slacker, the guy who's been riding the radio waves like a couch surfer, overstaying his welcome. If talking in circles was a sport, he would have a gold medal.
What are you doing, Aaron?
His show should come with a disclaimer. Warning, listening may cause eye rolls, secondhand embarrassment, and an overwhelming urge to change the station. But somehow the guy keeps sticking around like that one party guest who doesn't realize everyone left hours ago. Honestly, the only thing slacking harder than him is his effort to stay on topic.
Okay, I got to know one thing. Is that from a listener or is that from you?
What just happened?
Hot, baby.
What?
I did not write anything for the two former employees.
I wrote one about myself as well because okay. Equality.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna keep roasting.
Are we?
It's roasting in here.
Do we all three get to say?
If you want to jump in, if there's still a show when we come back. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're talking about the stupid things you've stolen. 303-222.
No. That's not.
We're doing weird stories about your childhood.
Nope.
303-2. We're doing why puppies are cute.
No.
303.
No. We're doing roast us.
You did almost have me on the puppy one.
Stay strong.
Can I just say, I read a couple of texts. I know the texts are coming in hot and heavy right now, but I read a couple of texts from the other day.
Yeah.
And can I read a couple of them for you?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
T-Ack, looking like Shakewell. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Slacker, looking like Hank from Breaking Bad. Aaron is perfect and has never done anything wrong. Never change.
It's okay. We just got a pretty rough one about me. Someone said, when Aaron was on vacation, that was the last time I truly enjoyed listening to your show. I know it's a radio show, but does she... sorry, the text just moved. I know it's a radio show, but does she really have to talk so much? Has to say something in everything? I'm totally not a fan. She seems to like to disagree with Slacker. Also glad it's radio and not televised. Very, very long time listener. Yes, I do turn the station when I've had enough of her. I miss Steve. I'm not going anywhere, baby.
Wow! Well, that's not true, Aaron. Your roast of me has changed my feelings on a number of levels.
T-Hack looks like Yanni if Yanni moved to the Pacific Northwest and let himself go. Yanni's got great hair. I like that, actually.
That is, there's a veiled compliment in there.
Yeah.
They actually gave a really nice compliment afterwards that I'm not going to read because we're...
Oh, why would you?
But they said they love the show.
Manuel?
Yes.
I guess roast us.
All right. So before calling, I was Googling pictures of all your radio hosts talking today. And shout out to Slacker, your bald radio host. It's proof that even his hair couldn't stand listening to him every day.
Wait, that's kind of clever.
Jesus.
Is that all you got? Am I waiting for you to do more or am I moving on?
Nope. I mean, do you have more hair for me to roast? I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta just.
All right, Manuel. It was really lovely seeing you here today. Victoria.
Yay.
Roast us.
Yay.
Oh, guess we're just going to be stuck there?
Yay. Yeah, I don't know. You guys act like we have amnesia or something. Like, you get the same five songs every time. I feel like I could leave, like, a desert island for 10 years, come back, and you're still playing the same stuff.
That one's and a direct also, roast at Aaron.
Baby, calm down.
Calm down. I'll settle for you guys in the afternoon because commercials are entertaining.
Oh. Did you just say something nice while we were riffing? No, I don't think you did.
No, it was all mean.
It was all mean. I'm sorry we didn't get to hear any of the other stuff. Thank you for the call. Let's keep reading text while we're at it.
Oh, T-Hack, the guy whose name sounds like a failed DJ alias and a warning about his skill level at the same time. If producing a radio show meant doing actual work, this dude would have been exposed ages ago. I swear his job is 50% pushing buttons and 50% pretending he knows what he's doing. He calls himself a sneakerhead, but let's be real. The only thing collecting dust faster than his shoe collection is his list of original thoughts. And somehow, despite being on air, his biggest contribution to the show is basically just agreeing with Slacker and occasionally laughing, Like, he actually gets the joke. If Slacker is the king of coasting, T-Hack is the court jester, just happy to be there, hoping no one realizes he snuck into the building years ago and never left.
Can I point something out?
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly written by Aaron. You can tell when Aaron's doing a cold read and when she's written it. Yeah. And that was not a cold read.
Oh, so yeah. Right, boss.
It's okay. It's
you
okay.
Nailed it, as always.
It's okay. Oh, Aaron, the so-called music director whose biggest contribution to the show is proving that even white noise has more personality. She's like the human equivalent of a Spotify playlist on shuffle, occasionally interesting, but mostly just background filler. She claims to bring energy to the show, but let's be real, her energy level is about as high as a low battery warning. If her on-air presence were any more forgettable, people would start mistaking her for an ad break. And for someone who's supposed to know music, her taste is about as basic as a pumpkin spice latte in October. She probably thinks putting a song on repeat qualifies as deep musical knowledge. At the end of the day, Aaron is like that one backup dancer who thinks they're the star of the show, except no one came to see her and no one would notice if she suddenly disappeared from the lineup.
Oh my God, and you wrote that about you.
Yep.
Oh,
you can't hurt me if I say it myself.
I'm reading the last one. Are you ready?
Mm.
So much Vaseline.
I don't know.
Burn!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.